Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at EJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Well, I'm about one bad text away from cutting that off today. I'm not in the mood for your BS, guys. I'm sorry. Don't feel well. Trying to power through it here. And a lot of you are just being dumb. Don't feel like dealing with it. Including you, 832. Irregardless isn't a word for it. Yeah, it is. Dickweed. Go look it up. Merriam-Webster. I will point you to that. What the hell? What the hell is wrong with you guys today? You know what? That's it for the text line. F you guys. I'm done with you. Let's have some fun. Let's do something fun. I'm done with the text line. I just shut it down. You guys, I'm out on you guys. Did a lot of sports in the first hour. So.
It was a pretty sportsy hour.
I don't know if you saw this story about. There's a judge in Comal County who got disciplined because of he was in charge of a case, and apparently God told him that the woman was innocent, even though the jury said she was guilty.
Yeah.
And apparently he told the jury to keep deliberating because God told him she was innocent.
Yeah.
And it turns out I think I don't know what was going on with the guy. It sounds like he had like short-term dementia or something. Because he later apologized.
Short-term dementia? Yeah, is that a thing?
Well, I mean, I think he maybe has dementia and it kind of
flares up. Yeah. Okay, I don't know if you can just be like, I've got dementia, and then later like, oh, okay.
No, I think that's
dementia cleared up.
That's a good thing.
I had a dementia fit.
Well, here's what it was caused by: a temporary episodic medical condition referred to as delirium, or not
delirium.
Not delirium, it says delirium. It's got to be delirium, right? I think they misspelled it, but yeah. Temporary episodic medical condition.
That sounds like, I don't want to say that sounds like bull bleep, but it sounds like bull bleep.
That dude was drunk.
Yeah.
God told me she was innocent because delirious. She smiled at me. That's probably what it was. And for all you guys saying, I just want the thing that gets me the most sunlight. The sunlight's the same. It's just, is it in the morning or in the afternoon? I think I prefer more sunlight in the morning because I get up so early.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't change the amount of sunlight. Oh, let's try a call. Maybe this will be all right. Paul.
Hey, man, how you doing?
And we're doing sports.
I don't think this daylight saving thing, I don't think that where that makes a big happy monkey's ass about anything. What about an hour? I mean, does that bother anybody or what?
I mean, I just don't like I don't like having to always switch an hour and then 6 months later switch another hour. Let's pick a time and let's just roll with it. But I do think that everybody needs to be on the same time because, I mean, I don't want to I don't want it to be like, oh, is it Pacific time pre-daylight savings or Pacific time post-daylight savings? Like, it has to be.
Well, there's already places that don't change, and so
Arizona's the only place.
Hawaii doesn't observe it.
Well, there's Saskatchewan doesn't. It's not the states, but they don't change theirs either. Which always throws me off.
I mean, that's crazy. That's too much. Everybody just pick. We're doing it or we're not. All right? We need a unanimous decision here.
I don't think they change it in Cancun because we...
Yeah, you're right about that.
We were 2 hours ahead when we got there for our honeymoon.
Oh, God. It's too confusing.
Your phone tells you what time it is wherever you go. What difference does it make? You land and it says, okay, it's not... honestly, it makes no difference. We go to Vegas, yeah, it's 2 hours, or maybe it becomes 1 hour. What's the difference? I guess if it's 1 hour, we might be able to make that 10 o'clock
exactly.
Tournament.
Exactly. These things matter.
That's the only thing that it matters for, whether or not we can make a poker tournament. All right, let's try Jeff, and then let's move on from this. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about a daylight savings. You're correct. It really doesn't make a difference to move an hour ahead or to fall back. The Earth in the wintertime is tilting a little bit more away from the sun, and then in the summer, it tilts a little bit more towards the sun.
You don't say.
That's the difference. We're just trying to fake ourselves out by moving the clock forward or backwards. So it really doesn't make a difference.
I agree with you.
Can I go home now?
I'm ready.
I honestly,
you want to just cut it short here?
You know what? I can't believe I dragged myself out of bed to come down here for this today. I really
throw
can't.
On a best of the bench.
Yeah, or just whatever. Replay the first hour for two more hours. I have one more live read in a few minutes, and then I can just go.
Then we're out of here.
Yeah.
No, we've got to stay for almost two more hours.
The only reason I want to stay is so we can talk to RJ, because we didn't get to talk to him last week.
That's true.
Now, if RJ's not coming...
RJ was sick last week. You're sick this week.
Yeah.
I'm for sure going to be sick next week.
Yeah, and we'll be in Dallas, which that'd be a bad time to be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of your turn. Although Aaron hasn't gotten sick yet.
Well, I thought I was going to on Sunday night because I was at my cousin's house and she apparently had the flu, but I pounded three Airborne's that night before I went to bed, woke up feeling fine.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I actually had the flu. I mean, it's probably been 10 years.
The last time I got a flu shot, I had it.
Really?
Yeah, the only time I've ever had a flu shot.
I'm hit and miss. I'll do a flu shot like every other year. But no, I don't think I've had the flu in 10 years. Now I'm jinxing myself.
Yeah.
This is not a flu. This is, I'm pretty sure it's just allergies. Or it may be a sinus infection. It's one of those two, but whichever. So,
that's the worst. Getting sick on Friday.
Yeah, and
that is the worst.
Because you know, well, actually, I'd rather be sick on Friday than Monday because I don't want to miss work.
You're such a kiss ass with that.
Whose ass am I supposed to be kissing?
I don't
AJ?
Know. Or is David Gow listening? I don't know.
No, he's not listening. I don't have to. I don't have anybody's ass to kiss. I just don't like missing the show.
That's good.
I don't mind, you know, if I'm sick on Monday, I'll miss the meetings, but I'm not going to miss the show.
You missed the meeting today.
I did. I was sleeping. I was trying
to get... That's not an excuse.
Sure it is.
It's not an acceptable excuse.
It's an acceptable excuse. So.
Even Aaron was at the meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it your first meeting? Well, I'm sorry.
Since I came back, yes.
I'm sorry you missed my update on Sports Map. Which, okay, we're doing.
They tried to get me to do your Sports Map update, and I said, I don't know what's going on with that.
You don't know bleep about Sports Map.
That ain't my department, bro.
You're just filling in for somebody.
I'm just filling in for somebody, exactly.
Now, the choice was either try to make the meeting and be 50-50 to make it through the show, or get enough rest to where I could try to get through the show. I made an executive decision. You guys can hate it all you want.
I don't hate it.
All right. Well, which would you rather have had?
I mean, I'd rather you be here for the show.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. I told Todd, I went into Todd's office. I said, listen, Fred's under the weather today. I need to miss the meeting so I can make sure I'm ready to go just in case, whatever, you know, just in case Fred can't make it through the show or right. whatever. I didn't know how sick you were. I didn't know what was going on exactly, but
I just told you I was going to make it, but you might have a backup ready. That's all.
Okay. Normally, I don't hear things like that from you. Like, you know, if you're getting in touch with me about it, it means you're probably not going to make it. So I was preparing for the show as if it was going to be me and who knows in here, Juggalo Trey. So I was...
That's not nice.
I was doing extra prep work, and I went and told Todd, and I was like, listen, I got to miss the meeting. Can you give my update for me? Because Fred is sick, and I don't know if he's going to make the show. And then I was like, you know what would really look bad on me is if I told Todd I'm going to miss the meeting and because I'm you know, doing extra prep because Fred's sick, and then Fred shows up to the meeting
yeah.
and gives his meeting points, then I would have looked like a total a-hole. So I went anyway, and then I ran back to my I had asked David Gow if I could go first, and then I ran back to my office and finished prepping.
Well, not sorry. I'm sorry I missed it, but you know, I honestly, if I had gotten here then, I probably would have just gone right home because I felt a lot worse 40 minutes before I got here.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, I got to tell you about my favorite poker room in the city. I'm hoping to get over there Sunday for their freeze out. Starts at 2:00, $180 tournament. How about this? $15,000 guaranteed. How about tomorrow? $30,000 guaranteed.
$30,000 in one day?
In one day. That's the 170 tournament tomorrow at 2 p.m. late registration till 4:30 p.m. So about this, $45,000 in guarantees for your Hold'em tournaments just this weekend. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been out there yet, they run great tournaments. They run great cash games. George, Najib, Mr. Lyon, they know what they're doing out there, and the place is fantastic.
Yeah, the food is out of this world. It really is, and there's televisions all over this place. So if you want to watch a game, you want to whatever, just let them know, hey, can we get this game on one of these TVs? They'll put it on. Great for March Madness when that comes around. Maybe spend Thursday and Friday just chilling at Lions all day, playing poker and watching basketball. It sounds like a good deal to me. Check them out on Facebook to find out when and what type of tournaments they've got going on each day. And then stop in and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number if you want to get in. I'm gonna give the text line one more chance.
No, I wouldn't
do
it.
I'm thinking about phasing that out permanently because I'm... But, you know, there's always... I mean, most of it's pretty good. It's just there's like five or six trolls, and sometimes just not in the mood for dealing with them, like today.
Lamont says, what does it say about LeBron or the Eastern Conference that he took a lot of bad teams to the finals, but in the West, he may miss the playoffs? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it says anything about LeBron. I mean, this is the first time LeBron really had a remotely major injury in the over the course of a season, and... I don't know that LeBron went into this season expecting to be competitive, and at least this season. I think he knew that it would take some time. And yeah, being in the Western Conference, it was going to be tougher. But I mean, with the exception of the first Cavs team that he took to the finals that got swept by the Spurs, he's never had a team this bad. He's never had this much junk around him.
No, and I don't think it's an East-West thing. Maybe the guy's slowing down.
That could be, too.
He's getting old. And maybe he's not as motivated as he should be. I mean, he's spending a lot of time doing other projects. You know, maybe that's part of the whole L.A. thing. Go out there, do your The Shop on HBO and do stuff like that, and which I'm sure he recorded. I don't know. Maybe, are they recording that in season? I don't know. But, you know, do your movies, do your Space Jam 2. Maybe the motivation's not there at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that happens to a lot of people. So I don't know that it, you know, I don't know that if he took the same team to the East, it would make much of a difference. Although the bottom of the East is not as good. And I think the top of the East may be better.
Yeah.
Than what the West is.
It's pretty damn good.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it's an East-West thing so much as a getting old and maybe I wanted to go to LA so I could do other stuff. And oh yeah, if we win, great. If we don't, great. I got rings. I'm good. 614. How about a shout out for the birth of my daughter, future Blitzer for sure.
Shout out.
There you go. Boy, she probably shouldn't keep, you know, probably shouldn't let her listen until she's about 17.
Though. Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
There's no place for children.
Well, some children. I mean, like the Gym of the Day song. Children love that. Man, I don't want to get into this, but Sylvester Turner now saying they're going to have to lay off 400 firefighters to fund the raises.
Oh, boy.
And if you're listening.
That's kind of like the sore loser move.
Dude, he's made this personal. And listen, there's a lot of stuff that I support him on. This one, I didn't. But I'm out on him. I'm sorry. Whoever runs against him, I'm supporting next time. So if you're thinking about running for mayor and you want my support, done. I'm out on this guy. You know, there's a lot of ways they could fund this thing. So yes, going to Coushatta this weekend. You ever sit in their poker room and play? Yeah, I think they have my favorite poker room in Louisiana because they have good tournaments. I don't know if they still have the same schedule because I hadn't been there in a couple of years, but they have like a 2 o'clock tournament on Saturday. It's a couple $100. It's really good that I've cashed in a few times. They have a Friday night tournament, or I used to. And, you know, the cash play, it's not quite as wild as you see at Golden Nugget or LaBerge,
mm-hmm.
but you can make some money over there. So, 713-780-ESPN 850 says, dude, firefighters do way more than people realize it. Yeah, I agree 100%. That's why I supported the thing. They don't just fight fires, man. They're the guys who pull you out of your car when some idiot rams you from behind doing 90 miles an hour. I mean, they're the first one on accident scenes. There's all kinds of stuff those guys do, and they deserve those raises. And he fought them every step of the way. And, you know, now he's trying to, you know, this is going to be his way to do it. It's like, let's lay off 400 firefighters. That's a hey man bleep that for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either.
So, are you?
But I'm not surprised that that's, because as soon as he lost that battle that he fought so hard against, I kind of had a feeling that this would be where it would end up.
Well, it's political suicide because
that was your guy.
No, I did vote for him. I won't do it again.
We had him on the show.
Yeah. Well, he basically lied. He said he was going to take care of the firefighters. They supported him as well. And then he fought it at every turn, and he made it personal. And now he's going to...
You're an honorary firefighter.
No. I'm not.
You should be. You battle for him.
Well, I'm on their side, man. I think that those guys deserve everything that they got. And they were willing to do a 3-year rollout and not just do it at once. And he just has been, for some reason, he's been a dickweed about the whole thing. And so, yeah, I'm out on him. I won't support him anymore. And no, he doesn't get to be on the show ever again.
If I'm not mistaken, he also gutted a bunch of their retirement, too.
I think that's a separate issue that I don't know that was him. I'd have to get Marty on here again to talk about it. But that, I think that's a separate issue.
Marty.
And but, yeah, I'm, you know. Sylvester Turner, you're banned from the show. Bye.
Permanent ban? What if he apologizes?
Well, I'd like to hear his reasoning behind all this. I mean, I would like to have him on to do that, but frankly, you know, I'm out.
Okay.
I wonder how many Twitter followers he has. I bet he's got a lot more than
us.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, he's the mayor of Houston. Sylvester Turner. Oh, he's got a blue check mark. Not Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone has one too.
Sylvester Stallone would probably be a better mayor.
84,000.
Yeah, okay. That's a good number.
Yeah, it is. But for a mayor of Houston, I guarantee you, if I were mayor of Houston,
you would have more.
I'd have twice that at least.
I would too, because I'd make some funny jokes every now and again.
Yeah,
and people would be like, "Oh, look at the mayor. He's awesome."
I would go viral because I would basically turn into Donald Trump. I would tweet like Donald Trump does as mayor.
Yeah. I made a joke the other day on Twitter 2 days ago, and it's still getting retweets. It's still live, and it's like, I don't know how many likes, but it's a lot of likes. I mean, it's a very famous tweet now, and I didn't even think it was that funny at the time, but it's gotten a lot of love.
There you go. See, now, if you were mayor?
Look, I'm pulling it up now. My laptop's really slow. Oh, here you go. 793 likes. 109 retweets, and it was just about a stupid UFC card.
You should look at the analytics and see exactly how many people saw it, though.
Oh, you want to know my reach?
Yeah.
My tweet activity? 43,522 impressions.
That's strong.
Now imagine if I was the mayor, and they were like, oh, the mayor of Houston made a funny UFC joke. See? I would have a million followers. Maybe not. No,
there was a time that I would have been interested in running for mayor, and there were people trying to talk me into doing it a few years ago.
I'd run for city council.
Okay, but see, my problem is I don't want to take the pay cut.
Yeah, for mayor.
Yeah,
what's the mayor make?
It's only like 65 grand or something. It's not that much.
Yeah, but then you get a bunch of money under the table and stuff, right?
No, because I wouldn't be that guy. I wouldn't be an under the table guy.
But now,
yeah, look up what he makes, because I guarantee it's not that much.
But now that your wife is a rich, I mean, you could kind of, you could probably fade a pay cut and still be all right.
I don't want to do that.
You take the power over the money.
No, I'm not interested anymore.
Power and the money, money and the power.
There was a time
hour after hour.
Who is that you're quoting?
The great American poet Coolio.
Okay.
According to a cursory search, he makes about $236,000 in base salary in 2017.
You could live on that?
Yeah, I could live on that. 236?
I think I might run.
Dude, you know what the first thing I would do if I were mayor? Pay myself less money than $236,000. That's ridiculous. That's more than the president makes.
Yeah, well, the president makes nothing, technically.
No, he makes 200 grand a year.
No, not this president. He's passing on his salary.
Yeah, well... But I wouldn't.
So
I think 150 is fair.
Okay,
for
so
mayor.
You take 150, and then I'll be your advisor. You pay me 86. I'll still have to do this radio job, but I'll still advise you.
That 86 will go into.
What are you going to do? Hire a firefighter?
Yeah. Not lay off firefighters, and maybe fix Richmond Avenue.
Oh, good luck with that.
And maybe fix the sidewalks downtown.
You're going to need more than that. $86,000, you're not going to cut it.
No, but that's, I'd be there for 6 years, or however long the term is. Six-year term, right? Yeah, that's a lot of money. That would fix Richmond. I could fix Richmond Avenue and not fire firefighters. But yeah, I just, 970 says my wife was the press secretary under Parker. People keep telling me the president makes 400 a year. Is that true?
I thought it was like 250.
I thought it was two. Now, it may have gone up. That was when I was in high school, which was 400 years ago.
That's true.
So I'm on Richmond Avenue now.
It was back when 200,000 sounded like a million.
Yeah. Back then, I thought 200,000 was all the money in the world.
Yeah, it's 400,000 annually now.
Wow, okay. Yeah, when did that change? What was I just imagining that it was 200,000?
No, I thought it
was. No, I remember it. Being lower.
Okay. I bet you Obama did it.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah, 236 is the fourth highest in the country for Turner, which makes sense, fourth biggest city.
Yeah.
But, wow. I could live on that, though. It's not that big of a pay cut.
So let's do it. Let's start a campaign.
I'll think about it.
We can all three run against each other.
God, your health is going to be so poor in 3 years.
No, I'm going to be fine. As long as I live through this, if I can make it another hour and a half, I'm going to be fine.
Remember when I was like, oh, I can't vote for John McCain because I think he's going to die.
Yeah.
That'd be like voting for you. I'd be like, oh, is Fred really going to make it
so
6 years?
When's the next election? Because I'm trying to figure this out.
Probably 3 years from
now. Should
be
November, I believe.
Not this year.
No.
No. No, because I can't. There's no way we could pull it together for this year.
I think it's 3 years from now.
Okay.
Tuesday, November 5th, 2019, Houston mayoral election.
What?
Dude, I don't know.
Because I think Tony Busby's looking to get into it.
You know what? I saw him putting signs out. Well, when we were out Saturday, they were all over the place in Edo.
You saw him out there by like doing it himself?
Yeah, him actually putting signs out.
Wow.
It was him. Wow, we got to pull it together then if we're going to do this.
I guess so. Let's get to work.
My lawyer.
Are you asking me to be your campaign manager?
I don't know yet. I don't know. My lawyer says you have too many skeletons in your closet to run for any public office. Dude.
You want me to do it then?
No,
and you can be my campaign
manager? You know
what?
No, that is out the window. If Donald Trump can get elected, I can get elected.
Grab them. They love it.
I'm just going to... Anybody that brings up anything is like, oh, you slept with those guys. What? Fake news.
You just grab
fake
them by
news.
The... Yeah.
That's going to be my response. Let's do this.
Can you drink beer on Fridays when you're the mayor? Like while you're at work?
Well, hey, if I'm the mayor, I'm making that rule.
Yeah.
It's going to be drunk Fridays.
Beer Friday.
Yeah. I'll have happier workers. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So a lot of people tell me 2001 is when it went to 400K for the president. So I missed that. Somebody else says Bill King is running again. I liked him. I had my issue with him was with the pensions. But you know what? At least he came out and said, yeah, we're going to cut him. He didn't totally mislead everybody. So I'll be interested to see who all runs. I'm not ready yet. Ask me again in 6 years. Is the term 6 years or four?
It's got to be four.
Yeah, because I kind of thought we were done with him. We weren't done with him. We had him for a long time. But yeah, find that out for me. Because I think I need a few more years because I like doing this right now.
You can serve up to 3 3-year terms.
Oh, okay. So they're 3-year terms.
Or sorry, 2-year terms were replaced with 4-year terms.
All right. This is.
It's a 4-year term. You can go up to 3 terms.
Okay. 4 years. I'll think about it. I'll think about it this weekend.
Okay.
Because in 4 years, hell, I'll be 58 years old in 4 years. That's too old to be mayor.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. So we need to think about this. I would do a lot of good. You know what I would do? I would push for not just decriminalization of weed. I would press for legal weed, legal gambling in Houston only. And all that money goes to...
I don't think that's how it works.
Hey, we're gonna...
You don't have that much clout.
Oh, we're going to get that clout. Trust me.
Will you be...
I'm going to use executive orders like Donald Trump does. And when we get it legalized... Well, the people are going to vote on it. We're going to let the people vote.
Will you become Houston's second lesbian mayor?
I actually think I'd be the third. I think there was another one that wasn't official. No. But no, and then you know what I do with that money? That's how I'm paying my firemen. That's how I'm paying my... And you know what? Both those guys and the police are getting raises. We're going to put money into education, real money into education, not that lottery crap. And we're going to fix the roads. And we're going to have a fund for the next time we have a hurricane.
How about a boxing match between you and Ed Emmett over the Astrodome?
It's too late. He used his executive power to keep the damn thing. I can't do anything about the Astrodome. That's Harris County. I'm talking about City of Houston, man.
But you could make an executive order for your city workers to go tear down the Astrodome on accident.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm gonna respect the law. I'm going to respect the law. I'm going to respect the rules. We're not going to...
You're never going to make it in politics.
There's not going to be any... Everything's going to be transparent. The people is going to know what... The people are going to know what's going on.
Never going to make it.
We'll move City Hall meetings to Carbach.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And that way, if the people want to come up and do the thing where they talk and say, hey, this is going on, we'll do it over at Carbach. That's not until 6:42. That's too bad. That would have been a perfect lead into the read. But no, I mean, honestly, I would. That's how I would run it. I would run it completely transparent. I would not. All this stuff would. Most people know about the things I've screwed up because I talk about it on air. I mean, how much more is there to find?
It's true.
I mean, really. I try to be pretty honest here. And I think I would do some good things. I really do. But I think that, see, that's what I'd say, 80% of, like, I would take a big percentage of weed sales that we tax would go for raises for all the city workers, not just.
And the radio workers.
Radio doesn't work for the city, AJ. You got to do that on your own.
But you could leverage it to where there might be a fine in order for Mr. Gao if he doesn't throw a little paper our way.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I don't know that I have the power to fine him. I think that's an FCC thing.
Dude, just threaten it. What's he going to do, look it up?
Probably.
I doubt it. He'll just say, oh, okay, here's 50 G's each.
Yeah, the one thing that I would really like to see happen, and this will be the one where people won't vote for me, but I think that you should have a red light district where you have...
Whores?
Legalized prostitution. It's already out there, right? You got all these... rub and tugs. Put it in one place, tax the hell out of it, make sure they're medically tested, and, you know, no one under 21 can get into that part. You have, like, a part of town. No one under 21 could get in there, but we take all the taxes from that. And guess what? You know what? We won't need the police will have one less thing to worry about. You'd have the weed, the gambling, and the prostitution all in one place.
That's a good idea.
And take all that money. That money goes back into the city. We fix all the roads. We give everybody raises. That's how I would do it. But I think the people would vote that one down. But that's okay. I'd let the people vote on it.
Yeah, you want what the people want, right?
Exactly. I want the people to have a voice. And you know what? If the people say, you know what, Fred, we don't, as mayor of Houston, we like you, but we think that's a bad idea. We reject it. Okay. But at least you got to have your voice. So... That would be my whole thing to run on. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's grab Emmanuel real quick. What's up, Emmanuel? Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, hello, sports guy.
Sports to you.
Hey, I have a question. Do you think the Texans, if they sign Billy Turner, which was the right tackle for the Broncos and Trent Brown, do you think that completely solves the O-line issues? I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
No. The Texans have a lot of O-line issues. And, I mean, Billy Turner is...
I think they can do better than him at right tackle. I think there's better options, frankly.
I mean, Billy Turner's better than anything they got at tackle right now. So, I wouldn't throw him out, but... Their problems wouldn't be solved with just those two guys. They have a across the board problem on the offensive line. And I mean, when Dwayne Brown was here, was the offensive line saved? No, they were still crappy. And
it was better though.
It was better, but it wasn't fixed. They are not good on the inside. They're not good on the outside. What we're talking about is just starting to look in the right direction, getting started. Because we've said before, you can't fix this offensive line in one offseason. It's too far gone.
I think you can fix it, or you're not going to make it one of the best in the league in one offseason.
You can but throw I think a you Band-Aid can on it.
No, I think you can do better than that. I think there's enough in free agency. I think there's enough in the draft. Your draft picks, to me, are not going to solve your problem this year, but they can improve it. I think you can fix it, yeah. I think you can turn it to where it's not one of the worst lines in the league. I think you can get into the top 16, 17 pretty easily if you just spend
some
money.
How many offensive linemen on the Texans would you say are above league average?
Well,
how many spots are they above league average at, in your opinion?
It doesn't matter. I can take average if I improve the tackles. I can live with Fulton being average. I can hope Martinez Rankin improves in his second year as a guard. I can upgrade Nick Martin. I said, go get Matt Paradise. Nick Martin's going to have to get his ass better
and
play
better.
You're
saying go get the best center in free agency. Go get the best left tackle in free agency.
Yes,
go get the top right tackle. That's easy to think, but it doesn't work that way. You know
why,
that.
Well, why not? Go sign three of them. You got the money.
Everybody else has money, Fred.
Not everybody has money, no. There's teams cutting guys.
There's plenty of teams that have money that want tackles. I mean, these guys have to want to come here, too. It has to be a good fit.
Yeah, you don't have to get the best right tackle. You can get the fourth best right tackle. You're still improving it. You've got money to do it. It's just how do you want to be aggressive and go do it? I don't know that they do. But, you put me in charge, I'll fix it. I'll fix it in one off season. You'll take that you'll go from the worst line to 16th in the league. How's that?
I mean, it'd be an improvement.
Yeah.
But right now you're the worst. I don't think you can. I think that it would take a miracle to get this thing to average in one off season.
Yeah, I don't think it takes a miracle at all. I think if you have better tackles and you're going to have some improvement from some of your younger guys.
You don't know that. Everybody kept saying, next year Xavier Suafilo is going to be better. And he never got better. He just sucked.
Yeah, but
Nick Martin, but that maybe next year he'll get better.
You can't use that example and say no offensive lineman ever gets better.
But you can't just assume that it's going to happen.
I'm not assuming that it's going to happen. I'm saying that it's some of those young guys have to improve. There's that they always do, especially a guy like Rankin is only in his second year. But you can't just assume that he's going to suck forever. Just because everybody they've drafted has pretty much sucked forever.
Says he probably will suck forever.
Well, I mean, we don't know what Brian Gaines going to be. We know what Rick Smith's guys were. And that was one miss after another on the offensive line, including Nick Martin, by the way.
Yeah.
Fifth best center in the AFC South. So, yes, I'm all for go sign a center. And guess what? If he can play guard, great. You know, if he can beat out Fulton, if he can beat out Martinez Rankin at guard, okay, great. I'd play Greg Mantz at guard more. I mean, there's ways to improve the line, but it starts on the outside to me. Trent Brown makes him better.
He does. I don't know that he makes him good, though.
But if you draft a guy in the first round who turns out, like I said, maybe you draft somebody who turns out to be better than him,
and
Brown can play right tackle, and yeah, you can be better.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a disaster, but it's not. And the Rams went out and fixed theirs pretty quickly by bringing in veteran guys. It can be done. They have one of the best lines in the league this year. Somebody says, I don't think the term dickweed will fly in the mayor's seat.
Sure will.
Yeah, well, you know. Enemies of the mayor are dickweeds. I think it would work. So, anyway. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Drinking at a play. Ground
tequila for one. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. What am I supposed to read here? Okay. Has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson? Kids in grades 1st through 8th can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp on May 11th at Episcopal High School in Bel Air. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. Sounds pretty cool if you got a kid that wants to be a quarterback. And then let's do a giveaway at 5:55. Don't call before then. ESPN 97.5 and House of Blues Houston want to send you to the Ice Cube concert on Thursday, March 14th at House of Blues. So it'll be caller 5 at 5:55. That ought to be easy to remember. To 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets to see the show. The long-awaited Ice Cube concert is almost sold out, so get your tickets now at livenation.com. Okay. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This is one that you might not want the kids to hear. I know they just heard the song. So I'm just giving you a little warning. A woman in Spain had to be rescued because she was tied up to recreate a sex scene from 50 Shades of Grey. She was discovered alone in a parked car.
Have you ever watched that show?
No.
Have you read that book?
No.
Okay, me neither.
It's just not something that...
It's not for you?
No. But the woman who was discovered alone in a parked car near a nudist beach that is popular with swingers and people who enjoy watching or engaging in outdoor sex...
Love outdoor sex.
It says an activity colloquially known as dogging. I've never heard that. Dogging is what outdoor sex is.
I didn't know that's what that was called either.
I don't like sex at all. I'm done with it. The woman was gagged with tape, her wrist tied up with cable ties, and she was struggling to breathe. Apparently, she didn't have a partner. She just thought this would be cool, and she might be able to hook up with some guy who wanted her tied up.
Dogging is a British-English slang term for engaging in sexual acts in a public or semi-public setting.
Okay. I don't want to be public.
So even, like, it doesn't even have to be, it doesn't have to be, like, in public. It could be, like, in a, in the backseat of a car.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
It doesn't have to be outdoors, I mean.
All right. So, yeah, that's, in that case.
You love dogging.
Yeah, anyway, woman said she was trying to recreate an S&M scene from 50 Shades of Grey.
Without a dude?
And did not have a partner.
That's something that should be done in your own home.
The alarm was raised after a passerby heard a continuous blast on the car horn. Another witness heard the horn beeping off and on for 2 hours. When they went to investigate, someone was already helping her. Police said she was close to suffocation when she was found. I'm going to say if you do that and you die, I'm going to laugh at you. You probably deserve it.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Shame.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
There you go. Now you can let the kids listen again.
Welcome back, children.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a secondary Gem of the Day.
Okay.
This was the gym that I found in case you were unable to perform today.
You know what? I've made it. I think I'm going to finish. I'm going to make the finish line today. I'm feeling good.
You know how many Blockbuster videos remain in the wild?
I thought there was just one left.
Well, there were two left up until this week. And now there will be only one.
There can be only one.
There was one in the Perth, Australia suburb of Morley, and it's finally given in, and they're closing their doors at the end of this month. March 8th, they will sell all the shelving and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's today, I think. So it's going to be, it'll all be out the door.
But it's probably tomorrow because they're like half a world
that's true
away from us. So
they Blockbuster once had 9,000 locations.
Okay.
And
the last one like in Oregon or Washington?
The last one is in Bend, Oregon, which also happens to be my wife's hometown, which I will be visiting this summer. And I already told my wife they have their own signature craft beer at that Blockbuster.
Yeah.
They've got craft beer at
McDonald's has a craft beer there.
But I'm going to have to go in and see it. I'll take a picture with the last Blockbuster video ever this summer. But it's kind of like, you know, white rhinos or silverback gorillas. Like, you got to go. Or like me wanting to go see Peter Frampton and Bob Dylan. Like,
yeah.
You just got to see them before they're gone, man.
Yeah, didn't they make it kind of like a museum, if I remember correct? It's like it's an active Blockbuster, but it's got I don't remember exactly the story.
You know when I'll be able to tell you?
When you go.
When I go this summer.
Well.
Maybe I'll Facebook Live it, Fred.
I don't want to see that.
I'll tag you.
Just talk about it when you get back on air.
Okay, fine.
Just do a segment on it. That'd be kind of cool. I don't know if the one in Australia counts, though.
Well, it's, I mean, Australia's in the world.
Yeah, but it's on the other side of the world. It's not America.
That's true.
Just kidding, Australian friends.
Man, I used to love going to Blockbuster. Like, you got to admit, like, scroll, like, all the, looking through all the movies. I mean, now it's so easy. You just hit Netflix and you scroll through some stuff. But, like, when you had to make, like, the hard life choices of, okay, I'm renting two movies. Yeah. What I can only get two of these. And it's not as simple as, like, oh, I'll watch this one and then I'll decide later if I want to watch the sequel. I mean, you... Because you weren't going to go back. It's not like you were going to just drive back and, you know, willy-nilly. This was a big moment. And you had to choose your two movies of all the movies they had. And I remember it being, it got extremely difficult during the transition from VHS to DVD. Because it was like some movies you wanted to watch, but they only had the VHS copy of them. And you're like, oh, do I really want to have this poor quality? Or do I want to watch this other movie that I want to watch less but have better quality? Those were the tough decisions in life.
Remember the Be Kind Rewind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They had that. Shout out Stewart's Grocery Store in Sweeney, Texas had that Be Kind Rewind.
Yeah. I use Blockbuster. I would buy CDs there because they also sold CDs.
Used CDs, yeah.
Yeah. I'd buy a lot of CDs there. That was kind of what I did it for.
Okay.
For music. Which CDs barely exist anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the one where I grew up with closed down, I went and bought out a whole bunch of their DVDs. And I got a box set collector's edition, had never been opened, of Saving Private Ryan for $4.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Was that the one at Baybrook Mall?
No. I grew up in Cypress.
Oh, okay.
So this one was over off Huffmeister.
Okay. When I was in, when I lived in New Mexico, I worked at a mom and pop version of Blockbuster called Front Row Seat. But what Front Row Seat had that Blockbuster didn't have was a porno room. And multiple times we had to chase people down who were trying to steal pornography.
Mm. People steal pornography?
Yes. Mm. They love. I mean, back then.
This was pre-internet.
Well, it wasn't pre-internet, but it was pre-everyone having the internet. Like, you could get... I mean, the internet was a thing, but not at most... I would say less than 50% of people had the internet in their home at this time. This was like 1996.
It was faster to steal it than it was to download Boom.
Yeah. I mean, it was way easier to just watch on VHS than it was to get it on the internet.
Interesting.
I feel like you hated that story about Blockbuster.
No. Actually, I liked it quite a bit. Somebody,
your spirits are fading. What's wrong? Are you giving up?
No, I need another cup of coffee.
That would okay. Help.
Yeah, I was doing great until about since the segment the way we're doing it. It's like 3 minutes too long.
Yeah. Well, this
and
we're the segment we're doing on KFNC 97.5 Mount Bellevue, Houston.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Got it. All right.
Yeah, I just need a break.
Okay.
So we're taking one. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.